Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you very kindly, Katie, and welcome to program number 621 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week being the week leading up to Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend, we're getting a jump start on the holiday music. As you know, every Thanksgiving week, all through December, we go into the Christmas music mode, and we're going to feature some songs from a brand new Christmas album just released this past October. Singer Cher recorded her first ever Christmas album, which is hard to believe considering she's been recording for almost 60 years, and she's got some great songs on it, some wonderful duets, like this one, featuring Darlene Love with Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Now, this is the song that Darlene recorded in 1963. That's exactly 60 years ago. And here she is in 2023 re-recording it with Cher. It's Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Bad for two near octogenarians. That was from the new Cher Christmas album. Cher joined by Darlene Love and Christmas Baby Please Come Home. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old time radio shows you'd like featured, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And be sure to check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter. And if you're looking for an antique radio, one that's fully restored and functional, now made with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. It's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K, and I've got some great sets available for you. Here's another song from the new Cher Christmas album. Here's Cher joined by Michael Bublé for Home.
Another Christmas day will come. come and go away. I've got so far to go, but I want to go home. I need to go home.
Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Babe, I miss you, you know.
And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine, baby.
Baby, how are you?
Well, I would send them, but I know it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I got to go home. Let me go home.
Just too far
from where you are.
I wanna go home.
And I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. That this was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. And neither Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I got to go home. Though I'm surrounded by a million people, I still feel alone. Oh, let me go home.
Let me go home.
Babe, I miss you, you know.
Babe, I miss you, you know.
Let me go home. I'm coming back home. Let me go home. It'll all be all right.
I'll be home tonight.
I'm coming back home.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. Up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight. Ooh, think of all the fun I missed, and think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight.
matter, honey. One little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down my chimney tonight. Oh, come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you, so let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, I forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight. Oh, hurry down my chimney tonight. Oh, hurry, Santa, I can hardly wait.
That was from the brand new Cher Christmas album, Cher's cover of the 1953 classic by Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby. And here she is covering another classic from the Christmas album. Here's Cher with Please Come Home for Christmas, right here on Nostalgia Radio Time's kickoff to the holiday season.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. And the choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night, friends and relations send salutations. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll evermore roam Christmas and New Year. Sorrow, no grief or pain, and I'll be happy, happy once again.
Bye.
classic Charlie Brown Christmas special in 1965. That was Vince Guaraldi with Christmas Time Is Here. Now from the title song from his 1968 holiday album, here's Robert Goulet with The Wonderful World of Christmas right here on Nostalgia Radio Time.
The wonderful world of Christmas is a wonderful world to behold. The wonderful world of Christmas was made for the young and the old. The smile and good cheer of each neighbor, and children with cheeks all aglow. So warm is the Christmassy feeling, with the treetops all wrapped up in snow. Listen to those wondrous bells, and you'll hear them say, open up your hearts to all on this holiday. The wonderful world of Christmas is a joy from the moment it starts. The wonderful world of Christmas should remain every day in our hearts. The wonderful world of Christmas is a joy from the moment it starts. The wonderful world of Christmas should remain every day in our.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring,
are you listening?
In the lane,
snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird,
here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman
until the other kiddies knock him down. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
And What would Christmas be without Bing Crosby in our Bing Sings feature for the week? That was Bing from 1962 with Winter Wonderland, a song from his Warner Brothers album that year, titled I Wish You a Merry Christmas. Of course, that was a rare alternate take, which you just heard, not the version that appeared on the album. That one was a little more polished, but nonetheless, there was Bing Crosby at Christmas time. And we're going to be premiering our annual Bing Crosby Christmas special this year on December 20th, so stay tuned for that. Next up, we've got Peggy Lee from 1960, and she's going to wish us all happy holidays.
Happy holiday, happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday, may the calendar keep ringing, happy holidays to you. Seeing old friends, oh, the fun of it all, at holiday time, holiday time. Presents and goodies and everything fine, at holiday time, holiday time. Happy holiday, oh happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday, may the calendar keep ringing, happy holiday.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back 80 years to November 21st, 1943, and tuning into the Jack Benny program, his Thanksgiving episode.
The Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The favorite. That spells Grape Nuts. Yes, sir, back in the days when Sweet Rosie O'Grady was a favorite at the family harmonium, delicious, malty-rich Grape Nuts were a favorite at the family breakfast table. And they still are, and there's a reason. Grape Nuts have a distinctive sweet-as-a-nut flavor that makes for real eating fun in the morning. A flavor that's a luscious two-grain blend of sun-ripened wheat and malted barley. And today you can enjoy that one delicious flavor in two delicious forms. Grape Nuts, crisp, crunchy kernels, and Grape Nuts Flakes, delicate, toasty brown flakes. And both Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes bring you essential whole grain nourishment, which makes them basic seven foods, one type of food Uncle Sam wants you to eat more of, because they're nourishing, plentiful, not rationed. So treat your family to malty-rich Grape Nuts or Grape Nuts Flakes in the morning, every morning. It's a mighty swell way to start off. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 4 days before Thanksgiving, and this year, as every year, Jack Benny will entertain his friends on the holiday. So yesterday, Jack and Mary went shopping, and we pick them up now in a local market.
Well, folks, what'll it be? I'm giving a Thanksgiving dinner, and I'd like enough turkey for, let's see, there's me, Mary, Phil, Alice, Dennis, Mr. Billingsley, Mark Hellinger, the Warner Brothers, and my laundry man. I'd like enough turkey for nine.
Jack, didn't you invite Don Wilson?
Oh, yes. Make that enough for 15. Is that, that'll do it.
Oh, Jack, Don doesn't eat so much.
He doesn't, eh? Remember last time I threw a big party?
Yeah.
Well, Don ate more than he chipped in for. Don't, tell me.
Huh? Look, folks, there are other people waiting, so let's get on with the transaction.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Now, here's a nice turkey, all dressed and everything. 55 cents.
Well, I fully expected to pay that much.
A pound.
Yes, a pound? Hmm.
That's right. And this turkey weighs 21 pounds.
Hmm.
And you'll need at least 21 pounds to feed 15 people.
Hmm, 55 cents a pound. That's a pretty big turkey, and I don't want any left over. How about that one over there?
That's a pigeon.
Oh. Oh. Well, then I'll take that other one, that live one right there.
I'm sorry, I'm not selling my canary.
A canary? Well, anyway, that wouldn't be enough for 15 people, would it?
Not unless you just wanted to entertain.
Hmm.
He's got his violin for that.
Yeah. Gee, Mary, look at those turkeys laying there so cold and still. Just think, a few days ago they were happy, carefree, and gay. And now they're 55 cents a pound. I mean, now they're dead. Say, Butcher, how old were these turkeys when they were killed?
Oh, about 8 months.
Hmm. Didn't even have a chance to know life. I feel terrible.
You'd feel a lot worse if they were 70 cents a pound.
I suppose so. But, Mary, when I see that turkey laying there like that, I can't help but think of its mother. How lonesome she must be.
Don't worry, Bud. That's her right next to him.
Oh.
I wish you'd hurry, mister. I've got all these people waiting.
Oh. Pardon me. Oh, Tommy, will you please give me a little service?
Oh, it's Mrs. Greenberg. What can I do for you, Suzette?
Go ahead, Butcher. You can wait on her. I'm trying to make up my mind between these two turkeys.
I'll lay 8 to 5 on the pigeon.
Never mind.
Tell me, Tommy, how much weighs by you the turkeys?
They weigh from 18 to 22 pounds.
22 pounds? You call this a turkey?
Well, that's the average size.
Listen, Tommy. Last Thanksgiving, I had a turkey that weighed 86 pounds. I weighed them myself.
86 pounds?
Yes. And on the other side of the card, it said you will meet a tall, dark man.
86 pounds? My, that must have been a humdinger.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, pardon me.
Mrs. Greenberg, how about taking two of these turkeys?
How much are they?
55 cents a pound.
I'm not asking you.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, Tommy, give me this one here, and I'll pick it up later. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Greenberg.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Social climber.
What's she mad at?
Well, Jack, I guess that'll teach you to mind your own.
I'm not talking to you. Say, Butcher, I've been thinking it over. Instead of taking one of these dressed turkeys, I'll buy a live one. How much is it?
$8. Are you going to take it with you?
Yes.
That'll be 20 cents extra for the leash.
Oh, I often wondered how they got them home. Now, let's see, what else do I want? Oh, yes, for dinner tonight. Say, Butcher, have you got a nice, thick, juicy T-bone steak?
What was that?
I said, a nice T-bone steak.
Well, who's next?
Listen, Butcher, you don't have to go into convulsions just because
I... All right, folks, get your tickets here for the 40-cent tour through the refrigerator. Come one, come all. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
40-cent tour through the refrigerator.
Yes, sir. It used to be 45, but the OPA put a ceiling on it.
Very funny.
Oh, thank you, sir. Now, hurry, hurry, hurry. On this outstanding excursion, you will see rib steaks, rump steaks, hip steaks, T-bone, sirloin, tenderloin, and porterhouse. The seven wonders of the world!
Come on, Jack, let's take the tour.
Oh, don't be silly, Mary. You've seen steaks before. I showed you some last night when you came over to my house.
Oh, you and your etchings.
They weren't etchings.
All right, folks, all of you going on this tour, please form a line to the left.
Oh, come on, Jack, be a sport. Buy two tickets.
All right, all right.
Okay, folks, line up in front of this refrigerator door. Now, quiet, everybody.
Yeah, who is it?
It's okay, Joe. You can open up.
Gosh, it's chilly in this refrigerator.
Yeah, it sure is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will look to the right, you will see one of our feature attractions, none other than a seven-rib roast.
Ah. Oh. Gee, Mary, it is beautiful. I wonder if I could just...
Don't linger with your finger.
I just wanted to see if it was tender.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a seven rib roast. Not five, not six, but seven. I'll count them for you. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Uh-oh. Hey, Joe, lock the doors.
Okay. Hey, Eddie, bolt the windows.
Okay. Hey, Tom, sound the alarm.
Okay. Hey, Sam.
All right, stop with that. Nobody stole anything. Come on, Mary, let's pick up our turkey and go home.
Well, we're almost home, Mary.
Yeah.
Isn't she cute? Say, Mary, you think it's all right to take the turkey in the house?
Why not? She's going to be your guest for Thanksgiving.
What?
She can sit between the cranberry sauce and the mashed potatoes.
Oh, stop.
Look, Jack, here comes your crazy boarder, Mr. Billingsley.
Mary, he's not crazy. He's just a little eccentric, that's all. Now be nice to him. His rent's due tomorrow. Hello, Mr. Billingsley.
Hello, folks. Out for a stroll, I see.
Well, we're not exactly taking a stroll.
Why, Mr. Benny, I didn't know you had a little one.
Mr. Benny's little one happens to be a turkey.
You may be surprised, but I'm not.
Look, Mr. Billingsley, I'm trying to tell you that we bought this at a store.
Oh, come now, Mr. Benny, I'm old enough.
Oh, brother.
Look, look, Mr. Billingsley, we're in a hurry.
So am I. I have to go to the barbershop. Or was I there? Isn't that funny? I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, you can say that again.
Oh, can I? All right. I don't know whether I'm coming or not. Well, I must run along now. Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye.
I believe you would, you rascal.
Well...
I know isn't in there. Well, well, let's go, Mary.
You know, Jack, I don't see how you can stand having a guy like that around the house.
Mr. Billingsley, oh, he's all right. He gets his own meals, makes his own bed. And every morning he gets up at 6 o'clock and takes my dog for a walk.
But, Jack, you haven't got a dog.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't tell Billingsley. It'll break his heart. Well, here we are. Come on, Mary. We'll put the turkey in the kitchen. Oh, hello, Rochester.
Hello, boss. Hello, Miss Livingston. Well, and hello, you.
Now, let's see. Where can we put the turkey? Rochester, what are you doing to that turkey?
I'm only petting her, boss.
Petting her? You got your fingers around her neck.
What are you worried about? I ain't hurting the part you get.
The way some people treat turkeys. Come here, you poor thing. There. There. See how she looks at me with those trusting eyes? Gee, how can anyone kill it?
Oh, Jack, don't be a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite. I just can't bear the thought of anyone killing a poor, defenseless turkey.
Go on. Last year, you killed one yourself.
Mary, I ran over that turkey with my car. It was an accident.
Accident? You turned off the road and chased her halfway up a mountain.
Oh, for...
If she hadn't stopped to lay an egg, she'd have lived to hatch it.
What are you talking about?
You're right, Miss Livingston. Then he put the car in reverse and got two more birds.
What?
I ought to know. I was the tail gunner.
Rochester.
That's the first time I ever had white meat with Firestone written on it.
Now cut that out and let's drop the whole thing. I'll get her, Rochester. There's somebody at the door. You go out and feed the turkey. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
What are you doing around this way, kid?
I came to see you about something important.
Oh, yes? What is it?
Well, it's about me.
All right, Dennis. All right, what is it?
Well...
Well, what?
Well, my mother told me to tell you. Well...
Your mother told you to tell me what?
Well, you've been giving me the same salary for 3 years, and every year you promise me a raise, my mother thinks I ought to get one, and I do too, so there!
Dennis! Dennis, come back here! Where'd he go?
He thought he ran outside, but he went into the closet.
What a kid. Dennis, come here.
Gee, it's crowded out there.
Those are my suits. Now, Dennis, if you want a raise in salary, don't act so flustered. Just ask me like a man. What are you afraid of? Just come over to me and say, Mr. Benny, I'd like a raise in salary.
Well, Dennis, I'd like to give you a raise, kid, but right now I can't afford it.
Huh?
I'm sorry, things are a little tough now. But buck up, kid. Stick to me and you'll go places.
Dennis! Dennis, where'd you learn that?
Mr. Benny put it on a record and sent it to me for my birthday.
Dennis, we'll talk about your salary right after Thanksgiving.
It wasn't even my birthday.
Never mind. By the way, kid, what are you going to sing on the program tomorrow?
Say a prayer for the boys over there.
Well, let me hear it. Gee, maybe I ought to give him a raise. It costs money to make those records, you know.
Dawn's early light. when they play the Star-Spangled Banner. As the song of freedom fills the air, say a prayer for the boys over there. Over there, over there, say a prayer for the boys over there.
That song is swell. Run over it once more before the broadcast tomorrow.
Okay, but what shall I tell my mother about my raise in salary?
Just tell her you asked. She'll know the rest.
Dennis, tell your mother. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Goodbye, Miss Livingston.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Goodbye, kid. Dennis, that's the closet.
Oh.
Here's the front door. There.
Gee, Mr. Benny, no wonder you're the star.
Yes, Dennis. I've been a big hit for years, just opening doors. Goodbye, kid. I wonder when he'll grow up.
Well, Jack, I think I'll go home, too. I have to clean up the house.
Clean up your house? You've got a maid.
I know, but I don't want to lose her.
Oh, yes. Good night, Mary.
Good night.
Oh, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready to go upstairs to bed.
I'm tired, boss. Would you mind walking up tonight?
Okay, but don't let it happen too often. Oh, Rochester, what did you do with the turkey? Did you put her where she won't be cold?
Yes, sir, boss.
Good.
I put her in the oven.
The oven? What'd you put her there for?
I don't want her to get stage fright on Thanksgiving.
I'll take her out of there and put her on the back porch.
Okay.
Bad enough that we have to kill her in a few days.
The least we can do is see that she's comfortable.
Gee, I hate to think of killing that poor old turkey.
Oh, boy, am I tired. I'm so tired I can't even hang up my clothes.
Oh, well. I'm not so fat. Feel good to get these shoes off. Oh, darn it.
I always forget. Thanksgiving's here again.
Years roll on for everybody but the turkeys.
Hello? Hello, my fine feathered friend. Say, you're nice and plump, aren't you?
Who, me?
Yes, you. You're going to make somebody happy on Thanksgiving.
What?
And you'll bring me a nice price on the market. 55 cents a pound.
What? What am I doing here in this coop? I'm not a turkey. I gotta get out of here. Let me out of here. Let me out of this coop. Oh, I'm not in a coop. I'm in my own house. Oh, Rochester. Rochester.
What are you doing in here, turkey? I thought I put you out on the back porch.
Turkey? Rochester, I'm not a turkey. And stop staring at me like that.
Come here, turkey. Come over here to me.
Rochester, put down that knife and fork. Is that a napkin you're wearing?
It ain't a sarong.
Rochester, what's the matter with you?
Say, Butcher.
Hello, Suzanne.
How much weighs by you this turkey?
Gobble, 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 gobble.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, pardon me.
All right, folks, get your tickets here for the 40-cent tour through the gravy bowl. Come on, come on, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Come on, Jack, let's go. 2 tickets, please.
You only need one, lady. Turkeys get in free.
Now, wait a minute, this is going far enough. I'm not a turkey. I'll prove I'm not. Mrs. Greenberg.
I'm not talking to you.
Butcher. Butcher, you know I'm not a turkey, don't you? What's the matter with you people? Mary, tell him I'm not a turkey. Tell him for cranberry sauce. Tell him.
Of course you're not a turkey. What's the matter with you people? Look at his webbed feet.
Well, I've had enough. I'm getting out of here.
You're a turkey, you're a turkey, you're a turkey.
Who's a turkey?
You're a turkey, you're a turkey, you're a turkey.
I'm a turkey?
Roma salsa, Roma salsa, Roma salsa, Roma salsa.
Oh, boy! Train leaving on track 12 for Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, Arabia.
Oh, boy, I'm going to get on that train, get away from all of this.
And Turkey!
What? Well, that did it. I'm going to prove once and for all who I am.
Hello, Mr. Benny. You're a little unhappy, I see.
Mr. Billingsley. Mr. Billingsley.
Yes?
Tell me, am I a turkey or Jack Benny?
You haven't left yourself much choice, have you?
This is the end. I'm not taking any more from anybody. The next one that tells me I'm a turkey is going to get a punch in the mouth. That's what I'll do. I'll punch him right in the mouth.
Hello, Jack.
Never mind that Jack stuff. I know what you're thinking, Don Wilson. Go ahead and say it. Just say it.
Of course I'll say it. Grape nuts flakes are toasty brown, toasty brown.
Stop
toasty
stalling,
brown.
Wilson.
Sweet as a nut and toasty.
You know what
brown,
I mean. Come on, say it.
Toasty brown, malty rich and
don't play around
brown,
with me, Don Wilson. You came here to
brown,
tell me one thing.
Grape nuts flakes are thrifty
buy. Are you say
thrifty
it.
Buy, thrifty
you
buy.
Say it or I'll punch you right in the mouth.
Grape nuts flakes.
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 Right in the mouth. Here, everybody. Get out! Get out!
Boss! Boss! Wake up!
Go away! Go away!
Boss, wake up! You've been dreaming.
Huh? Huh? What?
You've been dreaming.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, what a dream I had. What a terrible nightmare.
It must have been, boss. Your feathers are all over the floor.
My feathers?
You tore your pillow apart.
Oh. Oh, oh, oh. I know what you meant for a minute there. Well, I'm all right now, Rochester. Nearly time to get up anyway.
Almost. Say, Mr. Benny, what's all that money doing on the floor?
Oh, that's some change that dropped out of my shoe. So long, Rochester. So long.
So long, boss. What a man. He's got shoes that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Well, folks, tonight I'm going to tell you a so-so story. You know how you meet a guy on a nice shiny morning and sing out, "Why, hello, Jim, how are you?" And he says, "Oh, so-so." Well, there's usually a reason for that letdown so-so mood, and it goes something like this.
So that guy got up that morning on the run. So then he ate breakfast on the sip and run. So no wonder he felt below par lately. You can't do a man-sized job on a bird-sized breakfast, you know. In fact, doctors and dietitians tell us that we need at least one quarter of our daily nourishment in the morning. So start the day well-nourished. And for a real treat, feature Toasty Brown Grape Nuts Flakes. Because Grape Nuts Flakes are a whole grain cereal crammed full of sustaining, energy-giving, whole grain nourishment. So you couldn't ask for anything better, could you, than Grape Nuts Flakes. Crisp, toasty brown with that sweet-as-a-nut flavor. Mmm. Eat a good breakfast, you'll do a better job. And for a rousing breakfast treat, make it delicious, nutritious Grape Nuts Flakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I only have a second. I'd like to call your attention to a special USO program which will be broadcast Thanksgiving morning. The program is called Soldiers in Grease Paint. Will include all of your favorite radio and motion picture stars. So please listen. Good night, folks.
Ladies, your grocer has something new for you. That's the time-saving, money-saving, big, new, economy-sized package of hot Grape Nuts Wheat Meal. 30 full ounces of this rich, hot brown cereal that's extra delicious, extra nutritious, and it cooks to perfection in just 3 minutes. Ask for the big, new, economy-sized package of hot Grape Nuts Wheat Meal. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Go, Joe, go!
And the old clock up on the studio wall tells me it's time to close up shop for another week of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek, thanking you for listening, and hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your comments about the program or any song requests or old-time radio show requests. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and X. And if you happen to be looking for an antique radio to add to your collection, one that's fully restored and functional, now I'm in the Bluetooth capability, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K. And I've got some great sets available for you. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.